It's been nearly 2 years since American forces and their Afghan allies ousted the Taliban from power in Afghanistan. A NATO-led stabilization force now controls Kabul, but the new Afghan government wields little influence outside the capital. President Hamid Karzai has been attempting to change that. He recently dismissed several provincial governors, but critics say real change will happen only when the private armies of Afghanistan's warlords are disbanded and replaced by a national police force. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from the southern city of Kandahar.
After the U.S. intervention here, many Kandaharis were hopeful but wary. Hopeful that the repressive Taliban would be replaced with something better, wary of the return of the Mujahideen commanders, who, after defeating the Soviets, began fighting each other with war-weary civilians caught in the middle. The insecurity brought by the warlords led people here to welcome the arrival of the Taliban, who brought order, if little else. Nearly 2 years after the U.S. intervention, it appears the Kandaharis' wariness of the new order was well placed. Just inside the city proper, construction crews are giving form to the people's worst fears. Workers are sanding door and window frames, preparing what will be a new three-story headquarters for the most powerful local army in Kandahar. That army is loyal to former Governor Gul Aga Sherzai. Gul Aga was replaced 2 weeks ago by President Karzai, but Gul Aga's poster still flanks that of the president at checkpoints here. And if the new construction is any indication, Gul Aga's men plan on staying. And that, residents say, is a problem.
My uncle was driving home from work when he was stopped by men in uniform who told him they wanted his car. He tried to resist, but they pointed their guns at him and said, "Either give us the car or we will kill you."
Mirza Gul runs a bathroom fixture shop along a busy street in the affluent Sharinau section of the city. He says his uncle did as he was told and walked away unharmed. Others, he says, were less fortunate.
In our neighborhood, some refugees moved in, and one morning one of the girls was making tea when a car came, and men in uniform got out and put her in the car and drove away. She didn't return. The family cried, but could do nothing. A lot of these things are happening here.
Mirza Gul left Kandahar in the mid-90s when rival warlords battled for control of the city. When the Taliban came, driving out the warlords, he moved back from neighboring Pakistan. Then the Taliban was toppled by U.S. and Afghan forces. In Kandahar, Gul Aga Sherzai and his fighters moved in, along with some other local commanders and their men. Shopkeeper Mirza Gul says he's tired of the current arrangement. If things don't improve soon, he says, he's going to take his family back to Pakistan. On the outskirts of Kandahar, Gul Aga's soldiers guard the entrance to the city. During the Taliban's reign, ribbons of cassette tapes used to hang from the gate, tapes confiscated by the Taliban for whom music was taboo. The bits of tape are now gone, replaced by a local merchant sign advertising Japanese television sets. Not far away, within sight of the checkpoint, several men sit sewing in a tiny one-room shop. With the soldiers so close, most are reluctant to talk. Talking is dangerous, says one, Nazar Muhammad, and then he goes on anyway.
History is repeating itself. Those in power before are now in power again. And at the checkposts, you are not safe. My brother-in-law was carrying a truckload of watermelon when he was stopped by soldiers who demanded one of the melons. My brother-in-law refused, so the soldiers beat him until his eye almost fell out of his head.
The central government, Nazar Muhammad says, has no authority here, and the men with guns can do whatever they please. It's a sentiment heard over and over in Kandahar, but one rejected by local authorities.
Well, I don't agree with this at all. The whole town, if there's some opposition people there, say they're trying to close their eyes from the reality, that's a different story. But the ex-governor forces have kept this city secure for the last 2 years or less.
Khalid Pashtun is spokesman for and brother of the new governor, Yusuf Pashtun, who says he remains good friends with his predecessor. Khalid Pashtun says most Kandaharis are grateful for the presence of Gul Aga's soldiers, but he concedes that what the city and the country need is a national police force, trained policemen, not private armies. The Afghan government, with U.S. assistance, is accelerating its training program for the new national police force, but deploying them will take time. Until then, Khalid Pashtun says, private armies like Gul Aga's will remain.
Until those graduates are coming, until those police are coming to Kandahar, we have to live with the situation. You think these mujahideen, maybe they are corrupted, maybe they are bad, but the same mujahideens are fighting in the remote area of the province, and they are confronting the Taliban. If these mujahideen were not here, right now we have three operations in these two provinces like Kandahar and Zabul right now is going on as we are sitting here. Who will be confronting those people? These are the same mujahideen that they have given a great sacrifice during the last 23 years. Yes, they are irresponsible. Yes, maybe they are corrupted, but they also know how to fight. They also know how to defend their land.
Many Kandahari say they would prefer foreign troops here to maintain security. They would like to see the NATO-led stabilization force expand its mandate outside the capital, Kabul, to help curb a resurgent Taliban and the excesses of local armies as well. So far, there are no plans to expand the force. While security remains an overriding concern, some things are going right in Kandahar. More than 40 new schools have opened in the province, and children of both sexes are attending. Food distribution programs have begun in schools, and some local roads are being rebuilt. If the new governor reins in Gul Aga's army and others, Kandaharis will have more confidence in their future and in their government. But few expect that to happen. And their anger at both the Karzai government and the U.S. is growing. Sarah Chase is a former NPR reporter turned project director for the Kandahar Field Office of Afghans for Civil Society.
What they're feeling is this huge frustration at a major American presence that is not protecting them from the very worst of Afghan society, and on the contrary, seems to be supporting the very worst of Afghan society. And that's what's making Kandaharis angry at the Americans.
Under the Taliban, Kandaharis say, we had security, but no freedom. Now we have freedom, but no security. Why, they ask, is it so hard for us to have both? Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kandahar.